Our scripture this morning comes from 2 Samuel, the first chapter, verse 1 and then verses 17 through 27. It says, after the death of Saul, when David had returned from defeating the Amalekites, David remained 2 days in Ziklag. Verse 17, David intoned this lamentation over Saul and his son Jonathan. He ordered that the song of the bow be taught to the people of Judah. It is written in the book of Jashar, and he said, your glory, O Israel, lies slain upon your high places, how the mighty have fallen. Tell it not in Gath, proclaim it not in the streets of Ashkelon, or to the daughters of the Philistines will rejoice. The daughters of the uncircumcised will exalt. Your mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew upon or rain upon you, nor bounteous fields. For there the shield of the mighty was defiled, the shield of Saul anointed with oil no more. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn back, nor the sword of Saul returned empty. Saul and Jonathan, beloved and lovely, in life and in death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. O daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you with crimson in luxury, who put ornaments of gold on your apparel. How the mighty have fallen in the midst of the battle. Jonathan lies slain upon your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. Greatly beloved were you to me. Your love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. How the mighty have fallen, and the weapons of war perished. This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, we thank You for Your word this day, and we thank You, Lord, for the prophet Samuel. We ask, Lord, Your blessings to be upon this time, this day, to hold us close and to remind us, Lord, each and every day of Your goodness. I ask, Lord, this day that You just allow these words this day that are upon my heart and my soul be upon the lips this day. Allow the hearer to understand, not only with the ear, but with the heart. Hold us close now, for these things I hope are pleasing in Your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray.